the confusion of the world is all around you, which we know is not a pleasant thing. It is leaving you with too many levels of reality to deal with. It is what you were just speaking about. For many people, things are better. For many people, things are not. And so it's still the disturbance still goes on. And this is a challenge, because you want to be happy for the people who are being able to settle their lives and move on. You want to be empathetic for the people who are not. But the times you are in require you to feel so many different things that, what do we say, your feeling guide may be feeling a little tired because there is so much to feel. And so we're going to keep that in mind as we move forward. And of course, when you look at your world overall, what is going on politically, what is going on in all of those areas, it is hard to feel, because what is going on is evil. And we believe we told you this before, but the measure of what is evil is contained in three things. And the three things are control, the production of fear in people, and greed. And when those three things are operating together, then what you are looking at is evil. Now, we know that sounds like a stretch, but it is not. It is simply a recognition of what is happening at a certain level. So you do not need to, know a lot more about that. That guidance will tell you, oh, I see, that entire system is evil. Fine, I am turning that over. I do not need to try to figure it out in my life. I do not need to be worrisome with it. I simply need to identify it. And then I need to return to my walk and put, as we have said before, one foot in front of the other. Now, in all of this, we would like to speak to you a bit about your spirit. The spirit is a beautiful, strong, but delicate thing. And it is, of course, always asking you for support. And so we want to be able to give our spirit that support. And we want to talk to you about a few of the things that are helpful in that. One of the things, of course, is to find what you love, even in a very simple way, and to find what you have gratitude for, even in a very simple way, because those are things that will lift your spirit for you. And in the times you're in, your ability to lift your spirit is quite an important thing. And we are going to mention some auxiliary things. It is important, if you can, to sleep well. Because when you are asleep, you are in touch with your spirit. And your spirit can move with you and speak to you about the things that you need to do. Sometimes that is hard when your senses that you use in the present moment are being assaulted by the world around you. So this is a time when, if you can, we know it is difficult for some, but sleep is extremely important. It allows you to be in the place where you can receive information, in the place where you can get information, and where it can lift you up. So we do want you to remember that. And we are going to mention one other thing, and that is deliberately choosing a small amount of time for simple quiet, where you are sitting and you are stopping everything, and you want your body and your spirit and your mind, everything to be taken over by the quiet. Because in the quiet, you are going to find your ability to release will be improved. Even if you took, oh, let us say 5 minutes, and you said, for 5 minutes, I am going to be quiet. In those 5 minutes, your own abilities, your own energy will do a kind of adjustment for you that you really need to walk through the rest of the day. Why that is the body will remember the quiet. Even while the assault is going on, the body can remember the place you visited to be quiet. Of course, meditation, we understand that. But the nature of what is going on now is so loud that when you can consciously give yourself even a short period of time where the whole goal is quiet, you are going to find that that is going to be good for your nervous system, and it is going to be good for your ability to receive information. And so this we would encourage you to do. We want you now to do watch the news for one thing only, and that is how the nation itself is rising up against what is happening. And rather than going to that feeling of powerless, there is no point in going there, send your spirit to the spirit of all of those who are rising up to move against what is evil. That is also good. You are not alone at all. All around you, there is this uprising of hope and light that says, this is evil and we do not subscribe to it. On a more practical level, we also will not vote for it. So there are several things to remember here that are very heartening to the spirit. And beside all of that, we want you to be careful about what you are giving your mind. We have spoken about this before, but just as light has an attractive element to it that's very strong, unfortunately, so does darkness. And so you get to choose what you read. You get to choose what you watch. You get to choose where you focus. And when you simply bring that into your toolkit and say, I have more power than I am thinking I have. When I look at what is evil and is doing what it is doing, I feel helpless. When I look at what is light, I feel full and joined and not alone. So we do want to take charge of that ourselves, because we do not need to focus on something that takes away our power. We need to focus on the things that give us our power, that fill us and raise us. And that is getting to be quite a job these days, but it is a job we actually want to do. So we are going to leave you with this, and also with our salute to you for dealing with all of this and still being who you are and loving what you love, because that is a real power on the earth. So we will take a few moments and discuss this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Now in front of you, see a glowing circle and a place to sit in the center of that circle. And that circle is a circle of silence. So find your place in the center of it. Continue to breathe and let the world go away and all the thoughts go away. Feel your light return. Bring your consciousness into your heart center and feel your light fill your heart center and fill you. Feel the beauty and comfort of what your heart has been building and what it holds for you, and that you are in a place of total safety when you are in your heart. Find the place where water runs and drink that water to restore your spirit and to refresh you. Now see that a path illuminates in your heart. And feel that you are drawn to that illuminated path. And when you step on the path takes you and allows you to let everything else go except the movement upward. And the knowledge that the air is full of blessings. And you are breathing in everything that you need. And notice that you are lighter and higher. And the path is taking you to a place of contemplation. And contemplation is the energy of feeling and knowing without stress and without needing to solve a problem. But you contemplate the light that is in you and the source of that light. And the love that is all around you and through you and in you. And you contemplate opening to the universe and letting it bring all of its gifts to you. and the richness and the beauty and the peace. Now step on the path again and feel it begin to move you higher up than you have been before. Lighter, finer, until you come to the place of the dream. And in this place, your spirit and your mind join, and you see and feel a thing that you wish to dream, and give it the space in the place of the dream to be supported. It could be simple or large, it does not matter, but you have permission here to dream. Now come to the path again and feel it move even higher and finer and lighter, and you come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, allow yourself to know the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you, guiding you, loving you, watching you grow, giving you wisdom when you need it, and protection when you need it. And be with your teacher here. Receive your teacher's blessing. And thank your teacher for being here with you. And taking your gift, come back down. Gently, easily, breathing in all that is good for you. Coming back down and find yourself in your heart center again, but lighter and more full of love. And breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.